Welcome to another episode of our podcast series called Thinking
Outside the Box.
Thank you. I'm so excited for our guest today, Mike Able. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, good, good. I was a little worried about that. He is part of our IT team, and so now you get to connect the face to the name if you've just been emailing him and things like that. But how long have you been with Flat Valley Companies?
Since December of 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And how long has IT been your career?
Since 2016.
Okay.
I just kind of happened into it. So, but it's been a good career.
Good. And you're good at it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we're great to have you here. So, okay. Well, we want to talk about today, and I'm really excited about this topic. We get a new intranet. And so it's SharePoint. But can you go over what SharePoint is, just if people are unclear what that means per se?
Yes. So SharePoint is an online web-based application used for storing a lot of information. So you can store all sorts of content types, files, like our current intranet. It's based off of SharePoint. So it's a file storage system, but it's also much more than that. You can store videos and all sorts of things as well.
And that's a Microsoft product.
Microsoft product. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. I'm excited for it. So I know this upgrade has been a long time coming. Yeah. And so what was the decision to make it move forward?
The main decision to move forward was our current intranet SharePoint version is very outdated. It's very bland. There's not a lot of exciting anything to it. It's, it's like a website from the 90s. So main goal was to bring it into more of a modern website, more of a company website feel to it. Just make it look better generally.
And you've done that. It looks great. How long has this project been taking since you started?
We officially started in January of this year. So a few months.
Several months.
Yeah, we started with the basics, just getting everything set up. I did a lot of research on what we needed to do, how to set everything up. But more recently, I've gotten into the actual, more of the web design, I guess you'd say. So that's a little bit more fun. And it was kind of slow at first, and it's just kind of snowballed, and it's going very fast now. So,
and the deadline's approaching quickly,
yes,
right?
Yes. So,
well, I got to have a peek at it, and I'm going to say it looks amazing. It looks like
such a
modern website. It's got lots of exciting features on it. So tell me what you think the exciting features are on our new intranet.
The most exciting thing is going to be the look and feel, how it stands out. That's the most exciting part of it. But more features in there. So our search function is going to be a big thing. Right up at the top, there's going to be a search bar. You're going to be able to type in what you're looking for, and it's going to be able to find it very easy. Background-wise, the search indexing is a lot better. I don't know if anybody cares about what that means, but it's actually going to work a lot better. We are going to have more of a job role and department focused site feature. So we're going to have the main site, but then there's going to be a department drop down with departments, job roles, where people can go to those individual sites and get more information that's really tailored to their department or their job role.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I love that feature of it. And I like embedded videos, right? So you don't have to click on it and wait for it to connect
right.
to YouTube.
Right.
That's a cool feature.
Yeah. And because it's all integrated within the company site, we don't have to whitelist links. We don't have to worry about people
so great.
Not being able to get to it, you know, that type of thing. So it's going to be pretty handy.
And we can get to Dayforce. Is there a Dayforce link?
There's a Dayforce link right off the main site. Yep.
Well, that's great. There's weather on it. I like that.
Yes.
I like there was upcoming news, what's happening in the company, right?
Yep. We've got all of our upcoming events. We've even got a countdown to the next town hall. So that's
really great.
That's kind of a cool feature.
Countdown to all the paid bank holidays, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because people want to have that right in the front of their minds.
Yeah, absolutely. Clickable content, right?
Clickable
like
content.
That,
yep. Yep. Yeah. Very
I
cool.
I can't wait till everybody sees it. It is amazing if you compare. I mean, It was great what we had before, but this updated version that's so user-friendly.
Yes. Yep.
Is going to be really amazing, yep. I think.
And another cool feature with it as well, it has, because it's all web-based, there's a collaborative basis on a lot of your documents. So if you have an Excel document, multiple people can get into that same document and edit it at once instead of it just being locked for editing by one people, which has been a big gripe for a lot of people.
It has. So then you have to wait till someone gets out of the document. They may not realize it's up still and those type of things.
So it's going to eliminate that frustration and make it a lot easier for everyone.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And I think one of the main goals, if I'm correct, is this is to become the new go-to for everyone. This is where you go for the most current forms. Yes. This is where you go for the company happenings. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
One of the big focuses for the intranet was we had a lot of different copies of the same information everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was hard to find. So a lot of people would just focus on one or the other copy and maybe work on outdated copies. Yeah. With this, we're having one copy of the file. So that is where it's going to live. It's going to be editable by only a specific group of people that have ownership of that file.
Sure.
But then we can link it in different areas of the intranet so that we're not looking at multiple copies of everything. It'll be one file where people can go to and see it.
That's fantastic. We're all going to be on the same page.
Yes. Hopefully on the same page.
That will help, though. That will actually help.
Yeah.
Other things you want to say about what's happening with it? Anything you want to add that we've missed?
There's a lot to it, and I'm probably forgetting a lot. But I think the usability of it, it's going to be a lot more intuitive than our current intranet. I hope that it's going to be easy for people to navigate and flow for everybody. Yeah.
Seems to be.
Yeah.
And I really like how, you know, sometimes if you're someone's new to the company and you're trying to like, when you're going to meet with them, see who they are, that's very updated.
Yes.
Right? Like you can see a lot more about the person.
Yes. Yeah. We've updated a lot of our information on all employees. So job titles, contact info, all of that. We've done a lot of work to make sure that's all updated. So when you see the picture of that person, hover over it, it will give you all the company information for that person.
Yeah. That's going to be so useful.
Yeah.
That is great. And so I know since everything's not ready to go 100%, like there's some things to look forward to in the future, upcoming things.
Yes, yes.
Tell me a couple of what those things will be.
So things to look forward to are going to be custom forms. So if you need a sign-up sheet set up for a volunteer event, something like that, we can set up custom forms within there instead of having a basic Excel sign-up sheet. We can set up the basic form within there. People put in their contact info, and then it will email the event organizer.
Oh, that's going to be so nice. Yeah. That is going to be great. And I was thinking you had said something about maybe eventually we'll be able to access that if you have the mobile phone option on your phone.
Yes. Yes. So all of this is optimized for mobile as well. So if you have company resources on your phone or your iPad, you should be able to get the SharePoint application, which IT will publish that and make it available for everybody that has mobile access. And then you'll be able to go to our intranet page from a cell phone or a tablet.
Oh, that is going to be so fantastic.
Yep.
Well, we're almost done. A couple more things to talk about, so don't leave us yet. We didn't talk about the drink, so let's take the drink and then we'll finish. I found out Mike's a big peach lemon guy here. He likes peach flavored things. So we're going to try this. I never try these recipes ahead, so I'm not going to say it's good. I don't know. It's a peach Bellini. These are mocktails.
I do enjoy a peach Bellini.
All right. Well, now I feel a little nervous. This is going to be not a good one. I hope it's good. So what is in it? So you can either use like peach nectar or peach juice. And then I blended fresh peaches. And then since it's a mocktail, it's sparkling apple cider. Otherwise, you would add just champagne to it if you're making it a cocktail. So cheers. Let's give it a shot here. Woo!
Well, that's good.
Man, that is good. I'll tell you, when I was blending it up, it reminded me of baby food a little bit. So I was like, oh, I hope this is going to be good. This is good.
That is very good, yeah.
Okay, one being the least good, five being fantastic, three can be right in the middle. What are you rating the drink today?
That's a five. That's fantastic.
I like it. I'm giving it a five, too. Everyone, go make this drink. It is really good. Yeah. We will include the recipe so you can make the spirit soap. It's super easy to make too. So don't forget to watch our live session. So this goes live, I should say. I'm saying this wrong. This goes live on August 30th.
Yes. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the pre-sessions we are hoping everyone takes a minute to attend.
Okay. So prior to go live on August 30th, we are going to have a couple different sessions of where we're going to go through the site, how to navigate it, show you some features, those types of things, so that we can really get people excited about it and kind of get their feet wet, being able to see it and know where to go when they first go to it, because it's a completely different look and feel than the current internet.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have those sessions to show people where to go, how to get there, some features, you know, what might be their focus for their job role, that type of thing. And just give it a good presentation for everybody before it goes live.
So Quentin sent out the invite. Those went out. The options are the 27th or 28th. Try really hard to attend one of those if you can. They're via Zoom, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be doing those via Zoom.
Okay. Well, one more thing. We've got our crazy question that we added to the podcast. Yay! This is one of my very favorite pugs. He's a random question. I don't know what he's going to pull. He doesn't know what he's going to pull. And then we both have to answer it.
A little nervous on this one. Okay.
What's our question?
What is the best meal you have ever eaten?
Oh, that's an easy one. We don't think what it would be.
I am a big chicken parmesan fan.
Yummy.
And actually, my wife has made it at home better than anywhere else I've ever eaten. But in all fairness, I've never been to Italy, never eaten truly authentic Italian food. So, but yeah, chicken parmesan that my wife has made is probably the best.
That sounds good. I guess I love a Mississippi roast with mashed potatoes and gravy. I'm obsessed with that. So that's my thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, good answer. What got a fun, easy question. thanks again, everyone, for joining us today. Thanks, Mike. You did such a great job.
Thank you.
And we're so excited for this. I can't wait till you see the new look and check it out. Thank you. And don't forget to fill out our survey. Have a great day.